is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 26th of August, 2017. It's the birthday of the French poet who gave us the term surrealism and who spent a good part of his life trying to irritate and challenge the bourgeoisie, Guillaume Apollinaire, born 1880 in Rome. It's the birthday of the inventor Lee DeForest, born Council Bluffs, Iowa, 1873, called the father of radio because he invented the Audion vacuum tube, which, before the transistor came along in the 1940s, was the chief component involved in transmitting, receiving, and amplifying radio signals. 1873, on this date, the school board in St. Louis, Missouri, authorized the first public kindergarten in the United States. Under the influence of a woman named Susan Blow, she came from a wealthy St. Louis family. She was impressed with the work of a German educator named Friedrich Froebel, who invented the kindergarten, a garden of children. And so, with the help of the school board in St. Louis, she set up a bright, colorful classroom with kid-sized tables and benches, and she supervised it at her own expense for 11 years. It's the birthday of the Roman Catholic nun and missionary Mother Teresa, born in Macedonia in 1910, which was then part of the Ottoman Empire. She was born with a club foot, born into poverty, took her first vows as a nun when she was 21 years old, after which she never saw her mother or her sister ever again. She was in Calcutta, where she was horrified by the poverty she saw around her, and she had a vision while she was riding a train into Calcutta. She said, "I was to leave the convent and help the poor while living among them." She gave up her traditional habit. She began wearing a simple white cotton sari, ministering to the poor, the sick, the hungry on the streets of the city, and she founded an order called the Missionaries of Charity. She began with 13 women. She opened orphanages and homes for lepers, soup kitchens, mobile health clinics, schools, hospices. 1979, she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, which she accepted, but she asked that they cancel the gala dinner and donate the money to charity instead. The committee asked Mother Teresa what people should do to promote peace, and she said, "Go home and love your family." Here's a poem by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, "The Changing Light." The changing light at San Francisco is none of your East Coast light, none of your pearly light of Paris. The light of San Francisco is a sea light, an island light, and the light of fog blanketing the hills, drifting in at night through the Golden Gate to lie on the city at dawn. And then the halcyon late mornings after the fog burns off and the sun paints white houses with the sea light of Greece, with sharp, clean shadows making the town look like it had just been painted. But the wind comes up at 4 o'clock, sweeping the hills, and then the veil of light of early evening, and then another scrim when the new night fog floats in, and in that veil of light the city drifts anchorless upon the ocean. A poem by Lawrence Ferlinghetti, "The Changing Light," from his collection How to Paint Sunlight, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.